Hello and welcome to the future.
Future.
Dom, big day.
Big day. A massive news event. Apple have figured out how to publicize their stuff for free by getting it in every newspaper in the world. And so we, of course, are obliged to talk about their new Vision Pro, the augmented slash virtual reality headset that they just launched this very morning in Cupertino.
Do you think that the augmented reality that Apple envisages is one mainly of product promotion of their products?
Yes.
Yes.
Right. That's exactly what they that's exactly what they've envisaged, and they've managed to make it happen. But it is a bizarre and wild device.
Really?
I'm going to explain that after this.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
So, Charles, you haven't seen any of the publicity, right? You've been doing other work
all day. Yeah, I've been working all day.
What do you reckon it is? I want to just see how close you can get to what they've actually invented. What do you reckon this thing is?
Well, it's just – it's basically an Oculus Quest. It's a headset, and I think what will be the things that it improves upon is it'll be much higher resolution and therefore far more expensive, and it'll have lots of cameras. That's what I heard in the rumour mill. So
just the 12.
Just 12
cameras. Just the 12 cameras.
And so – but I can't see why it's such a – and then the other funny rumour was that they were going to have goggly eyes, that you'd be able to see people's eyes even though they're looking at screens. You'll somehow it'll transmit your eyes
that is
to the
true.
World.
It definitely does that. I'll explain that along with some of the other features. So – the main pitch for it is, you know, right now you've got a computer in front of you, you're recording the podcast, you've got a monitor.
Yes.
That's such an old-fashioned way to do it, Charles. What if instead of just having a monitor that displayed information like always, you wore these ski goggles that had the projected screens in front of you? And this is the clever thing about it. It's a pair of glasses. You can see the room. Yes. That you're in, right?
But it's actually transparent glass.
Yes, it's transparent glass. So you can see the full room.
Yeah, right.
I think it's transparent glass rather than actually just retransmitting with the camera. I'm not entirely sure. But basically you can see the room as though it's the real room, but then in front of you can conjure up pictures. You can conjure up virtual displays.
Oh, okay. So that is pretty cool.
So the demonstration that they showed was, for instance, you're in your office. You've got your people walking around.
So it's Minority Report.
It is exactly Minority Report, yeah. Right. And in more ways than one, we'll get to how that is, because there's a chilling detail that's very Minority Report. But
it also does pre-crime.
You murder people with it. Yeah. But, basically it has virtual screens in front of you. You can have a spreadsheet in front of you. You can have your email, your messages. You can resize them. So it's as though and when you move your head around, the screens move as though they really existed.
So essentially it's just a very large monitor.
Yes, it's a series of very large monitors.
For doing spreadsheets.
Well, no, it's completely private.
This is like a dystopian nightmare. It's like we've created a revolutionary new device to make your spreadsheets larger.
It's one of the funniest things in the whole demo is where they actually show Microsoft Excel floating in midair. So the same boring spreadsheet but virtually floating in midair. But, Charles, the thing that they didn't say, they mentioned it's a private virtual screen. And what that tells me is that humanity has finally invented a way to watch porn at work.
In public.
Yes.
Yes.
You can be on the bus. Oh, you can be in the workplace. With your boss with the goggles and people are boning in the corner.
And the rule is that porn drives all technology.
It does.
Yes.
That's what this is.
And so the fact that it's actually revolutionising the way to watch porn means it will definitely be a success.
Yes, and in several ways. So one of the things that it lets you do is you can actually watch movies and you can resize the screen. So you can have a screen that basically fills up your whole field of view, like almost to IMAX level. It can even wrap around your eyes immersively like an IMAX movie can. And hilariously, they've also got a preset where it pretends you're in a cinema. So it can fill your whole field of vision, not just with the movie that appears like it's floating, you know, in the air, but also it looks like you're in a proper cinema. So it will finally kill off the cinema industry. There's just no need for it anymore after this.
Wow. So it feels like the screen is actually quite far away.
And this is the crazy thing.
Even though it's really close.
Because like it's stereoscopic, right? Because it's got two OLED screens in front of your eyes.
Yes.
So there's the illusion of depth.
Yes.
You can see things in three dimensions. So you can move the screen backwards and forwards in front of you and it actually looks as though it really is there in three dimensions.
So how does this not completely ruin your eyesight? Because won't it mean that you're just looking at something very, very close up
the
whole
time? This is the thing
time?
I was very confused by, and I'd love to know the answer to this. Because, yes, it's a postage stamp size screen, 4K in front of each eye, but you can gaze into it because there's the illusion of depth.
Oh.
So I don't know if that fucks up your eyes because your eyes dilating and whatever, and you're looking off into the distance, but it's just actually a screen in front of you.
I was going to say we should get an optometrist on to actually figure it out, but presumably optometrists will be gunning for this device.
They'll love it.
They'll love it because it'll make everyone's eyesight have to require optometry.
Now, you mentioned eyesight. Mm. Eyesight is actually a feature that they've invented. You know how Apple loves things that are capitalized halfway through. So it's I, capital S, sight. And what eyesight
so
is.
So I, E-Y-E.
E-Y-E, right, sight. Yeah, not I like iMac with the letter I.
Right.
So it's eyesight. And what this feature is, it's quite clever.
Is it eyesight? Is it the ability to see with your eyes?
Yes, like, kind of. Because what it does is it's got all these sensors. And so one of the big problems.
What, like our eyes do?
Yes, that's right. So one of the things that obviously everyone is wearing goggles. If you imagine a workplace, if you and I are wearing goggles now, it would seem like a dystopian hellscape, right?
Yes.
Everyone just staring at screens.
Yes.
So what they've done is they've figured it out so that if someone were to walk into the room with us, let's say one of our children walked into the room with us, the cameras would clock it and actually include the image of the new person in the image on the screen. So you would see, and the demo showed someone.
What?
So you're looking at, imagine you're looking at a bunch
so
of screens floating in midair.
Looking at a movie, like the murder scene in.
A murder scene in a movie.
In Mr. In Between.
Yeah, or in Mr. In Between.
Or in
Psycho shower screen.
Yeah.
And your kid comes into the room.
Yeah.
And it
walks through the shower.
Yes, it fades down part of the image. And the person can come in and sit on the sofa next to you and you'll see them projected on the screen as a way of not disconnecting you from the people around you. And this is where the goggly eyes bit gets funny, because as part of the process, you scan your face. It's got a 3D camera and it basically has two cameras sort of stereoscopically. It scans your face, and what it does is it has a screen facing out from the goggles. So when I'm looking at you wearing the goggles, if you can see me, it will show your eyes on the front of the goggles. So I'll be looking at you, you'll be wearing goggles, but it will show me your eyes. But they're not really your eyes.
They're not my eyes.
They're a simulation of your eyes. It's recorded your eyes in 3D, and it's generating in real time what looks like your eyes, as though I can see through the goggles, but I can't. It's another screen.
So what you can do is say your partner's having a really boring conversation with you about work.
Yes.
You can set it so that it looks as though
you're attentive,
but you're actually asleep.
Or watching porn. And what you hear through your ears, of course, they can't hear. It's totally private. But it's quite clever in that if someone walks up on you, it also means that children can interrupt their parents working like never before. Like they can literally walk through the spreadsheet that you're trying to edit or something.
There should be a tearing sound effect as you walk through.
Be. But it goes further than this, Charles, because you know how I mentioned that you had a 3D camera?
We're all going to be – like I started this podcast going, this is the dumbest product. Like I was literally – before this podcast went to air, I said, this is definitely going to be a dud.
You said it was going to totally fail.
This will definitely fail.
And never materialise, which is entirely possible. It's not coming out till next year.
Yeah, because it's vaporware. Whatever they're promising, they clearly haven't actually nailed it, and that's why – they're not even letting people wear it as far as I can tell.
So plus it's $5,300 Australian dollars.
But now, 9 minutes into this podcast, I'm sold, Dom.
Yeah, like, I want one as well. So, okay, you remember how I mentioned that it has the 3D cameras, right?
Yeah.
So the 3D cameras, when you set it up, you hold the goggles in front of your face looking at you and it scans your face, right? You know how the current iPhone has a camera that can do a 3D render of your face for Face ID?
Yes. So you hold them, what? As if you're about to put them on.
No, no, no. You hold them with facing you.
Yeah, right.
So the cameras face you and they do a 3D scan of your face, right?
Yeah.
And they use that to generate the fake eyes.
And do they give you a rating out of 10?
Probably. But here's the really chilling part of this product, right?
Oh, yeah.
What it does is it uses that scan for video chats, because think about it. Of course, you want to make FaceTime calls and Zooms and all that kind of stuff.
Yes, definitely.
But there's no camera that's off in the distance taking a picture of you.
No, and also if it did, you'd have this.
You have the stupid
huge
goggles.
Goggle
you'd
on
look
your
like
face.
An idiot, right? Yes. You'd have these ski goggles on. Mm. So what it does is it comes up with a digital, like a 3D avatar of your
but
face.
That'll be definitely terrible.
And it projects it into the video chat.
So it's
chat.
Like
and
AI.
Yes.
And an AI version of yourself. Won't this immediately lead to scams?
Yes, where to your catfishing.
Your mum rings up.
Catfishing
or
pro.
Catfishing pro.
That's right. Or scamming, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's quite extraordinary. And it tracks your head. The whole thing is this thing's very good at tracking your head, like the AirPods are. So when you move your eyes around and your head around it, it's as though the screen moves.
Yeah.
But then conversely, it can use, if you blink, it will register that you're blinking and the avatar of you in the video chat will blink. And here's the thing.
Well, that's the most important thing.
And all
thing
the expressions on your face. It's very uncanny valley because it looks like you. It's a 3D render of you, but it's not you. If you age, get pimples or something,
yes.
Let's say your hair falls out hypothetically for you, Charles, or definitely for me, that's not registered.
You can just
scale along
as a 47-year-old. Could you scan in like a 30-year-old version of yourself?
People will do this.
Yes.
I'm sure. If you're one of those police officers who likes locking up paedophiles, you'll get your daughter and you'll scan her face and pretend to be her online. But it's to catch a paedophile. I try to make it the nice version.
Can I scan Craig's head and then trade myself off as Craig?
And you know that Apple, in the new iOS, they also announced it lets you synthesize your voice. You'd need 15 minutes of Craig's voice and then it can synthesize the voice. So
this is hugely problematic.
It's absolutely problematic. So in future you'll be video chatting with people and it won't actually be them. It will be like a simulated version of their
It'll
face.
It'll be horrible.
Quite right.
You won't they already do that. Like my son occasionally turns himself into a unicorn or something like that.
Yeah, and that's that's sort of silly and fun, right?
Yeah.
It's got cartoon characters.
They're called memojis. But at no point do you go, this is great, but let's turn it off now.
Yeah,
because I want to see your human emotions.
I'm a talking piece of poo.
It's the same reason as why, like all the great actors, when they get Botox, you go, they're not.
It's not quite right.
It's not quite right. Mm. I think that this is the same thing. It's dead on arrival. It's never going to work.
Even in movies, how they've been regenerating and de-aging actors' faces and so on, like Aaron Harrison Ford.
And you can always tell.
You can always tell. It always looks weird, right?
Yeah.
So this is one of the oddest things. And even in the demo, had this guy and his face was there like in a sort of FaceTime bubble.
Mm.
It looked really bizarre. And so I don't imagine that taking off all that well.
Mm.
But if they get it right, what I'm imagining, Charles, is if you could do it with your personality as well, so that rather than having to talk to your child or your partner, you would simply use the persona of yourself. It's called personas.
Yes.
You would just say, Charles, talk to digital wife.
And match it to ChatGPT or something like that.
Yes, so generative AI.
And train it we could train it on this podcast.
You could, yeah. So that it would say what you would say.
Yeah, and then that can be chatting with my wife dealt with for that night.
And what I'm envisaging is
then I go off and use the other reality pro to
for porn. What I'm envisaging, Charles, is a world where your AI goes and talks to your child's AI. Both of you are just watching content. But the good thing is the AI will flag if your child says something like, or your child's AI says something like, "Daddy doesn't spend any time with me."
Mm.
And in that case, it's perfect. What you do is you get your kid to put on the goggles, go to the park and have a play with your AI chatbot. So it'll be like you're with them in the park, but you're not.
So
it's the persona that's in the park with them.
So how is it powered?
This is one of the big flaws of the of the system. So
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
The way that it's powered, and they've shot the demo so that you can't quite see this, but I'm sure it'd be very real. It has a cord. So if you imagine a ski goggles with kind of like a magnetic cord that snaps onto it. So there's two ways you can power it. It can either be plugged in all day. It says all day power if plugged in, which is not the greatest feature.
Like a desktop computer, yeah.
Or there's a battery pack. And the battery pack is kind of like, it's the size of it looks like kind of like an iPod mini or something or an old iPhone. Guess how long you can use it for when it's got a battery pack.
It'll be 8 hours, won't it? Because you want to be – like if you're working, you know, like if it's to replace your screen, you're doing spreadsheets, you need to work for 8 hours.
Well, it can plug into an AC power, but one of the demos that they use, which I'm very excited by, is on a plane. So you can be on a plane and have the headset. And
maybe 24 hours.
You dial out the actual people around you in the plane. And rather than being in a horrible, boring, smelly plane, you're on a beautiful lake watching a movie or something.
So it needs to be at least 14 hours. So you can get long-haul flight.
It's more like, now bearing in mind that Apple's battery estimates, they used to be wild overestimates, but now they're actually quite accurate. So I believe it will genuinely achieve this in the real world.
Oh, great.
Two hours. What it lasts for. On the probably optional battery pack that you've got to buy with this thing. And then
2 hours.
2 hours. And you've got this thing. So to me, it's kind of like you look like a ski instructor with a nasal drip, right? Mm. You've got the goggles on and this fucking cord that's everywhere.
2 hours.
2 hours off the battery pack, which is probably good. It's probably good because what it means is
that won't even get you through a movie.
No. Well, they're all 3 hours.
I think movies are safe. I think cinemas are safe.
But also it probably means that people aren't going to walk around on the streets with this thing because the battery's too shit, which is actually probably a good thing.
Yeah.
And I didn't figure out whether it's actually showing you the real world. I think it is because with an OLED you can turn it off and it's I don't know if it's showing you a camera view of the real room or not.
You two do take it outside. Mm. If you're walking along the street and there's cars – coming, are you going to get run over because it only shows human beings?
I don't know. It's entirely possible that you could die, but you die happy watching a movie.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
So the other thing, and this is the other really chilling part of this experience, is because they're very inventive. I mentioned the 3D cameras that let you scan your face.
Mm.
Amazingly enough, these goggles have 3D cameras you can use to record the real world in 3D.
Homemade porn.
That's right. It's homemade porn in total.
In 3D?
In 3D.
Oh, wow.
So if you're wearing the headset, Charles, and someone else, let's say that you're wearing the headset and you're talking to someone else wearing a headset.
Yes.
Who's got the 3D generated avatar.
Yes.
It will look 3D. Their face will look 3D through the headset.
So you're both on headsets, and but you both look like you're not on headsets.
Well, you're in a box, it's three-dimensional.
But
you've got depth. You've got the illusion of depth on the face.
But does the other person look like they've got goggles on?
No, because it's the weird avatar, but it's got 3D.
So if you're having sex with somebody who's also got the goggles, you both got goggles on.
Yeah.
You both have these sort of...
The goggles are bumping into each other and making this horrible clashing sound.
But also, they're not actually your true expressions, which actually could be very useful.
So this is the bit that's a bit chilling in this part, is the 3D cameras that I mentioned, you can use it to record reality. So they've got these lovely
reality images. What's that?
That's the thing. So you've got these lovely images of, I don't know, a kid's birthday party or something.
Oh, I see.
Where you've actually recorded it in 3D. So you can look, we can watch it back. And it will seem as though it was 3D. It will seem like you're actually there. But here's the catch. In order to record your kid's birthday party and the cutting of the cake in 3D, you've got to be fucking wearing the goggles at your kid's birthday party, looking like a dipshit. And this is where it takes us back to Minority Report. I don't know if you remember the movie well, but I looked this up earlier today. There's this scene, a very heartbreaking scene, where he's playing back memories of his family who I presume are all dead or have left him or something because he's a widow.
Yeah.
And he's there and it's like in three dimensions, he's talking to the kids as though they're really there.
Mm.
This device will let you be that broken man in Minority Report, that broken person looking back at the 3D vision of your family who've probably left you because you wear goggles during every important life event. That's what we're looking at.
And you can relive the argument that your wife had with you saying, take those goggles off for God's sake.
Yes, that's right. And, you know, there are so many things you can do. You can be doing your spreadsheet on a beautiful tropical island, which you can't afford to travel to because you spent $6,000 on goggles. It's a remarkable product.
What, so there's $6,000?
Well, I'm assuming by the time the Apple tax comes in, it'll be $6,000 to buy.
Yeah, right.
But, I mean,
because they're $3,500 US for the base unit.
Yes. Which it's only the one sort.
Which won't have the enough RAM.
Probably not enough RAM. Yeah. Oh, Apple.
But yeah, the thing about one eye. You have
they
to buy.
Do replace the computer and the display. So they can run run all the apps on its own.
You so don't we won't need device. As long as we don't mind stopping every 2 hours to charge our battery, we can ditch our laptop and our phone.
Well, this is one of the funniest features, actually, is that I can't see the point of this, but if you've got a Mac, right, and they showed it, if you look at a Mac that's on with the screen, with the thing, it turns off the screen on the Mac and it shows you what would be on the screen on the Mac in front of you. So the Mac screen goes from being a real screen to being a virtual screen in the air floating above the Mac.
So it's like Sidecar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can basically look at porn on the Mac in the – but presumably also you can then use Mac applications, right, because this is an iOS-based thing.
Yeah,
you can run iPad apps and iPhone apps floating in the air.
Yes.
But I would imagine for video editing it would actually be pretty amazing to be able to fill up your whole field of vision while you're trying to edit video.
Yes.
Except that there's latency.
And then presumably you could there'll be hand gestures which allow you to sort of
I haven't mentioned that bit. You control things. It with gestures.
Yeah.
It is exactly like Minority Report. You kind of tap your finger and you move it in and out and one of the cameras is looking down and it looks at your hands to see what you're doing.
That'll be absolutely useful for video editing because presumably like if you can start to actually use both your hands to sort of
Pull things in and out.
Pull things in and out.
And all that kind of stuff.
That would be amazing.
Also masturbation, I'm sure. You just do the gesture and it scans you.
There's a running theme, Dom.
Sales pitch. Every technology device is driven by porn, like the VHS recorder.
Yes.
I don't know, I presume many other video camera, presumably, is all driven by porn. So Apple knows what they're doing.
The fridge with the monitor on it. Driven by porn.
Oh, I had some fun with that. So, Charles, what I'm envisaging is that this will lead to a world where all of us wear goggles all the time and we don't have any real human interaction.
Yes.
But if you put the goggles on, suddenly you're in a world where nobody's wearing goggles because Apple have the genius, Apple have the genius to design this thing, but also because they're so good at aesthetics, they realize that they're hideous and make you look ridiculous. So they've figured out a way that when you're wearing them, you can't see anyone wearing goggles because it deletes them all. Isn't that brilliant?
And presumably that's why there have been no photos of people wearing these goggles yet, have they? Because Tim Cook didn't put one on during the presentation.
No, not that I can see. Because he would have looked like an idiot.
Like as far as I can see, no one has been photographed wearing one. And I think that that's an intentional thing. They don't want anyone to see what it's like.
That's right.
To see what it, you know, because and presumably all they've got to do is sell 7 billion of these things so at the same time so that everyone's wearing one and then you'll never see anyone wearing a goggle ever again.
But it'll be even, that's right, but it'll be even worse. Remember when iPods came out and you could see the people with the white earbuds and you're like, oh, that person's got lots of money, but I wish I had one of those. If you don't wear the reality, the Vision Pro headset, you'll be seeing idiots in goggles, who aren't looking at you and they've got their weird virtual goggly eyes and it's freaky and horrible. And it's like being in the Matrix. It's like horrible dystopian reality. So you'll buy a pair, put them on, and you'll never see any goggles ever again.
Okay. I am definitely sold. So when does it – so presumably it's in stores on Monday then, Dom, is it?
2024 and only in America. We don't know when it's coming to Australia as yet.
Right.
So at some point in the future, supposedly.
Presumably they can put their headset on and imagine that they don't live in America, which is a very huge selling point.
I think it's pretty much the Trump re-election campaign, right? Vote for me, you'll get these goggles.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about the planet.
Dom, that was a sensational roundup. That really, thank you so much. I assume you're being sponsored by Apple to bring us this news?
No, I just hope they'll give me a pair. Like, thanks, Apple.
Yeah.
I'd love to fly out and see them. Either fly out to the next presentation and see them in action or just give me the goggles and I can pretend that I'm important. That'd be great.
Our gurus from Rode, we're part of the Iconoclast Network.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.